The Government Accountability Office exposes a dirty little secret among agencies running government-wide multiple award contracts. Profit. Four of six agencies report excess revenues. Between 2007 and 2010, the General Services Administration Schedules Program saw excess revenues of $62 million a year. Those excess revenues, of course, in the private sector are called profit. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller has reviewed the report and the numbers, and he's here to talk about it. Thank you very much for coming in.
You know you can't use the word profit in the government. The government is not for profit.
That's right. Well, that's what I thought was interesting about the story that you're posting online at Federal News Radio.com, you have the word profit in quotes. So now I'm making the air quotes when I say government making a profit, because they're really not supposed to when it comes to this, right?
Exactly. And the government prefers to call that excess revenue.
Uh-huh.
So please, when you are paid, you get excess revenue.
Nomenclature is everything.
It is, especially in government. Now, this GAO report, usually, you know, I was telling our program director, Lisa Wolf, GAO reports are always good. They provide a really good snapshot in time. But many times, they're a little behind. You know,
yes.
Like we looked at something from in 2010, here is in 2011.
Right.
Not GAO's fault. Usually, we can blame that on Congress, something else. But on this one, I found this one fascinating, because this one is not only here and now, but it's showing kind of the changes of this is the fee structure of these multiple award contracts. And we're talking about some big ones. NASA SOUP, $2.3 billion a year worth of revenue. GSA schedules almost $38 billion a year in revenues. We're talking about a total of about $50 billion worth of contracts. NIH, GSA Networks, GSA Assisted Acquisition Services, and Department of Interior's Assisted Acquisition Services. So these are services provided to the rest of the government by these agencies to do contracting.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to try to break even as best as possible. They're allowed to have a little bit of extra. But GSA specifically, with their schedules program, $62 million annually. This is on average a year of excess revenue or profit in the private sector terms.
Yeah. Why don't they just cut fees? I mean, is it that simple, or is there more to it?
There are two things going on here. The cutting of fees is the logical response to when you see you're bringing in too much. What GSA is facing, and I think some of these other agencies are too, and they don't get appropriations. So whatever they have, or whatever they bring in, that's what they have to live off of. So if they're losing money, like, for instance, GSA's Assisted Acquisition Service was losing on average $7 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had to make up for it somewhere. And one of the ways they make up for it is through the total federal acquisition service. They make up through the money that the excess revenue they're making through the schedules program.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one reason. The other thing is they are allowed to keep some money because, for instance, what if they need to upgrade their technology, or if they have to hire more people because they're just so busy, or
right.
What if they have a wave of retirement? So that sometimes there is the need for money. Now, the argument could be made, yeah, but $62 million, that seems like an awful lot. Or even, for instance, you look at NASA's case, and they did quite well. They think it was $1.7 million of extra. That seems okay, maybe a little more reasonable in terms of how much extra to keep. Rainy day fund. And I think that's the push here. Well, that's what GAO is trying to get at. Now,
mm-hmm.
GAO does make recommendations in the very end of the report for GSA Administrator Martha Johnson and Federal Acquisition Service Commissioner Steve Kempf to look at those fees and decide maybe you do need to cut them.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to get a sense from the chance that you've had to research this? Because this just came out a couple hours ago. What this is relative to, they made excess revenues, I don't want to say profit, of $62 million a year on their schedules program, but they billed how much? Do we know
$38
that?
Billion.
Okay.
So what's the math? I'm a writer, reporter, I don't do math, right?
Yeah, so I'm same here. I was an English major, so
there you go.
I'm terrible.
But the point is, and then same thing if you look at the excess revenue made by the other people, their revenues weren't that high, but what's the percentage? And I think that one of the things that people do complain about GSA is they're paying a fee. And a lot of times agencies will say, we're okay with the fee, but do we get the service in response? And that's why you're seeing this proliferation of multiple award contracts, because they feel like they're not getting what they paid for. You have other cases, and this happened in the mid-2000s, where the Defense Department looked at their budget and said, hey, we're spending about $120 million a year on these fees. I don't think we're going to spend this much money on fees anymore. We can bring that in-house and do it for much less.
Mm-hmm.
Now, GSA and others will argue that's not true because the life cycle, the lifetime cost of running a multiple award contract, whether it's, you know, the Navy Seaport E that has, you know, 700 vendors plus, or, you know, look at someone like a smaller one that the Army or DISA does. They have a lot of multiple award contracts. Does it really cost them less than that fee that they're paying? And I think that's the argument. As for GSA's part, you know, cutting fees is tough. It's a tough decision because you can't raise fees as easy as you can cut them.
$62 million on how much?
$38 billion.
$38 billion comes out to about a tenth of a, or 0.2%, 0.25%. So it's not a tremendous amount of money there that they're bringing in.
No, and I think that's part of their discussion too. And their GSA is doing a lot of. I mean, we just had you had Houston Taylor on. Mm-hmm. I guess last week now.
Yes.
He's running their Federal Acquisition Service, not the commissioner, but the assistant commissioner. And one of the things he talked about was all the things they're doing to the schedules program: e-offers, e-modifications, a lot of new help desk services. So I think they're trying to spend that money to make things better.
All right, we'll get more on this later this afternoon on federalnewsradio.com. And thank you very much.
We'll have a link to the report, of course.
Oh, that's right. That's up to federalnewsradio.com.